بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها أنها قالت: قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: لا هجرة بعد الفتح، ولكن جهاد ونية، وإذا استنفرتم فانفروا. متفق عليه. In the previous hadith we read that about the hadith that there will be an army that will come to attack Kaaba Sharif. With regard to that, this has been mentioned in the hadith, and it is part of our iman that this will take place. And from that principle, we should realize that whatever has been told in the hadith and which has been correctly narrated to us, our full iman must be on that. Whatever is in the Quran Sharif and whatever is in the Hadith Sharif, we should not have any doubt of that whatsoever, because as the Quran is the absolute word of Allah Ta'ala, the Hadith, the word of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, which is also by the command of Allah, and Nabi Akrim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam only spoke the truth. Another very important point of that was that we should be very careful that our company and our normal people that we associate with must be only Muslims. Non-Muslims must be only to the extent of necessity, and that also our hearts should not be in there. Just that unfortunately we have to engage with them, whether it is business, whether it is anything else. But a Muslim's heart must never find solace with non-Muslims. Only with Muslims must we find our comfort and our ease. And it is of necessity in this dunya that we have to deal with non-Muslims. But one is, it should be only to the extent of necessity. We shouldn't go further and socialize and become very friendly and close to them. Secondly, that amount that we have to, our hearts should not be in there either. It should be only to the extent of necessity, whether it is visiting a doctor, whether it is visiting any other professional, all these things. As far as possible, it should be only with Muslims. In this hadith, Nabi Kareem Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there is no migration after the conquest of Makkah. That is, the hijrat was before Makkah Sharif was conquered, and it was still at that time under the control of the non-believers. Therefore, the Muslims could not practice Islam freely there. So it was for us at that time that Muslims must migrate, leave Makkah Sharif and come to Medina Sharif, where they can practice Islam freely. And that command remains till today, that where a person cannot practice his deen freely, where he is not allowed to practice his deen freely, he should migrate, make hijrat from there and go to a place where he can practice his deen freely. From here also we understand that how important deen is. Otherwise, where a person is born, where he grows up, where he has his living, etc., his house, everything. But we are commanded for the sake of deen that we give it up and we go to a place where we can practice deen freely. However, in our days, we have to refer to the muftis and ask them, because even unfortunately in Muslim countries today, a person cannot practice his deen, and in fact in Muslim countries it is even more difficult to practice deen than what it is in other countries. And in our country, yes, South Africa, no matter how much shukr we make to Allah Ta'ala, we have got almost every freedom. Our azans we give freely, qurbani we make freely. Many, many countries these things are not allowed. And even the basics of deen, unfortunately in Muslim countries also, are not allowed. So anyway, the basic principle is that where you cannot practice your deen freely, it is compulsory for that person to go to leave and go to another place where he can practice his deen freely. In there is included, like for example, a person because of his nafs, he can't practice deen freely. So he goes in jamaat for a period of 4 months whatever 40 days where now he gains control and then he can practice upon his deen. So that is also necessary for a person when he cannot practice upon his deen, that he gains that ability to practice upon his deen. And when Makkah Sharif was conquered in the 8th year of Hijri, now it became a Muslim country. Up to now it was still not it was not ruled by the Muslims, but when it was conquered, now it was ruled by the Muslims. And once it was ruled by the Muslims, now it was not for us to make hijrat and to migrate from there, because now it was under Muslim rule, and to practice Islam was freely accessible and it was allowed to every person. However, two things remained: walakin jihadun wa niyyatun. That wherever a Muslim is, when the call is made for jihad, that is the proper Muslim Khalifa. He is in place and he decides that now jihad is compulsory and jihad has to be made. And it is also different types of jihad. Sometimes it is not necessary for everyone to go. And at times it comes that it is compulsory for everyone to go. So at that time a person must be ready. And the niyat of a person must be also all the time that he is prepared to practice on his deen. That must be his prime intention in life, that I want to practice upon my deen. Earning our rozi is secondary. Seeing to our medical needs is secondary. Primarily it is for a Muslim that he must practice upon his deen, and for that he must have that niyat. So, وَإِذَسْتُنْفِرْتُمْ فَانْفِرُوا. And when you ask to go out in the path of Allah, that is for jihad, compulsory jihad, then a person should be prepared and he should go out for jihad. So niyat is a thing that will remain forever, even if the whole world becomes a Muslim country. But the niyat of jihad and the niyat of practicing upon one deen, where a person can do it freely and easily, is always compulsory. So from that also we gauge how important niyat is in the life of a mu'min.